What up, guys? It's Rook here, drummer from Machine Gun Kelly, and you're listening to Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. Let's go!
52 cards. I drew the Queen of Hearts. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Bucks. I am your host, Mike Kyle, and today I am joined by a digital content creator and a major MGK fan, the one, the only, Danielle Hare. Welcome to Sellouts.
Hello, I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you on. Danielle was selected through our application process, so if you want to be on the podcast, the link to apply will be down below in the description. Danielle, let's just go right into it. How did you become a fan of Machine Gun Kelly, and when did that happen?
So I've liked him, I wouldn't say on and off, but like Wild Boy, really, I feel like that's a song that started it all for a lot of people. That was my jam in college. I kind of did like fall off a little bit because I went through like a huge EDM phase in college. Okay. But really when Bloom came out, I feel like that's when I really like got back into it and became like a really big fan. And then Tickets dropped, and that's when like I dropped my sanity and became like the ultimate MGK fangirl.
That's great, and that's a very interesting kind of like a roller coaster. So we're looking at like Wild Boy, that's, you know, around like 2012 ish. We then kind of have this drop off for a few years, and then 5 years later is when Bloom came out. So we're looking at like this nice 5 year gap between Wild Boy and Bloom. And then it's kind of been off to the races ever since, especially over the past 3 years.
Yeah, I do now, like going back, like I listen to everything he's put out and I'm like, dang, like you went in on the DJs a little too hard. You missed a lot of good music when it first came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So what was like getting back into his music? Because that is interesting, where you were here for a little bit, you fell off, and then you got back in. What was it about Bloom that you were like, oh, wait, this is like really solid, and I want to start to like listen to more of this?
Yeah, well, honestly, it was when he came out with Bad Things with Camila Cabello. I think I said her name right. But I just like, I don't know. I like the music where you like get in your feels, and I feel like that song like really, it like resonated with like the current state of like my life that like I was dealing with at that time. And then I was like, you know what, like I'm just gonna go through this whole album. And then I was like, damn, like I shouldn't have fallen off. Like the album was really good and it was just different. Like I like rap. Like I grew up like in high school, like loving like Lil Wayne and stuff like that. But sometimes I feel like you just need a little break. And then I was like, wait, this isn't like a hard rap album. It's kind of like a happy like middle. So then I started listening a lot more. And then obviously like went back through and was listening to other things, but that was kind of where it like all came back.
Yeah. And I love that you said it was a happy middle. Bloom before Tickets was my favorite album of all time. I just love that you have different vibes and different sounds across the entire album where you can realistically create different playlists based on the sets of songs that are in it. And I think being happy, like that happy middle, because you do, like that was really when he started leaning way more into guitars and drums and just like music as a whole, where it wasn't just like beats that were made in the studio. It's like, no, we're gonna actually start to put on a full-blown production with the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah, and I mean, even like, I am like a big music video girl, and I feel like he's one of the only artists that like still does like good music videos. And I remember the Let You Go video. That video was awesome. Like I just like loved it, and that like really cemented how much I like liked the album in addition to Bad Things. And I don't know, I think when he started adding the band in, like that was his like best decision. Like it was awesome.
Absolutely. What are some of your favorite MGK music videos? Because this is interesting.
Oh, okay. So I'm obsessed with the Concert for Aliens video. I have like literally like made my friends watch it at like after parties. Just because I find him like so interesting, and like, I don't know. I'm like an MGK like apologist, I call myself on Twitter, because like I'll defend everything. But that video is just like so well done. Like, and it's just, it's cool. There's like a storyline to it. And like, I just, I don't know. I really like that one. And it's like a little goofy. So it's like, I like that it's like not one of those like serious music videos. And I also really love the Loco one because I'm also a huge Pete Davidson girl. And I think that one is just like so chaotic that it's like, it's funny and it like encapsulates like their friendship. And I think that, I don't know, it's just, it's fun. It's funny. And it's like not taking it too seriously, but it's like a great video.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of my favorite, I don't think I've had a lot of like conversations around MGK music videos. So this is why I'm kind of staying on this for a moment. Because as I'm trying to think, I'm going through them. I think my favorite's probably Sail, which I don't know if that's basic or not. Because it is one of the more like, if we're talking strictly view count, it's one of the more popular ones. But specifically as somebody that has also been in like content creation, has been making videos for the past 10 years, the way that Sail was shot, and it's kind of in like that one take motion, like throughout the house, like and like the backyard, really is so, so cool for me. And I think that's probably one of my favorites. As you're talking through that Concert for Aliens, you're like, it's kind of wacky, and that's why I like it, which is the perfect summary of that music video.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So let's shift gears just a little bit here. What is some of the things about MGK, like specifically, that you're like, I will ride for this dude no matter what? You called yourself an MGK apologist. So like, what is it? Is it the message? Is it EST? Is it the concerts? Is it the style? Is it the music? Like, what is it for you that like just stands out and you're really drawn to?
Yeah, so I think honestly, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, because I catch so much flack for like how much like I love him. I think one of the biggest things is just like how he's changed not only as like an artist, but like as a person since he kind of came up. So like everyone's always talking about like there was like a problematic video that came out of him back in the day, like on TMZ, where like he said something he shouldn't have said when he was in his like F-boy phase. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on here, but
you can swear on here. It's cool.
Okay. So when he was on his like fuckboy stuff, he like made a comment about women that was like super inappropriate, like really bad. He's had like a lot of stuff that he said that like he shouldn't say. But I think part of it too is like he was coming up. I think he was like trying to kind of like make a splash and get the attention on it. But now as he's kind of like grown as an artist and in his popularity, like you can tell that like he's not that type of person who's going to say like these like gross things about women or like bad things about like people. Like he really is like committed to like being a dad, committing to like being a good artist and a good person. So I think that's something that really like leans into like why I like him so much, because like he's like a prime example in the limelight of like people who can change, but he's also still constantly dealing with people being like, oh, you said this 12 years ago. And him having to kind of like overcome the mistakes that he's made and show that like he's not still saying stuff like that. Like, so that's not who he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And the evolution as an artist and as a person, it's super, super inspiring. All incredibly valid things that you just said there. From your perspective, why do you think he gets the hate and the disrespect that he gets so much of? What is it that people I just don't like?
So I think honestly part of it like now, and like it goes for the same thing with like, oh, Eminem made him switch genres because he got scared. First off, dumb take. Mm-hmm. Like he's been playing the guitar since before the Eminem situation, so like you look like a bozo, like stop it. First and foremost. But I feel like honestly in the truest like sense of it, now where he is, people are jealous that he may or may not be with Megan Fox anymore. People were pissed. He's obviously super rich, super successful, and he doesn't care like what the negative people have to say. Like he'll walk around in a skirt, a dress, wear like full blown makeup, and he's like, I don't care. Like I'm still getting my bag and I have like the hottest fiance on the planet. Like, why are you so mad? So I genuinely think part of it is that, but it's also like what I would like to call, and I'm trademarking this right now, the Nickelback effect.
Cool.
where it was like Nickelback, I liked them like back in the day, and it became like really cool to hate Nickelback. So I think he's suffering from the Nickelback effect.
You're going to call me crazy. Okay, I'm going to say this. You just trademarked it. I'm letting you have it. My girlfriend said the exact same thing to me like 4 or 5 days ago. She's like, I think he's like, you know, like, I think he's the new Nickelback. And I was like, what? He goes like, yeah, I think it's just really popular to like hate on him, like for like as like a bit or as like a meme. And it's just like what it is.
Wait, that's very funny that her and I are on the same page, because I have literally never said that out loud before. But the Nickelback effect, her and I can share it. We can share it. I'll give it to her.
That's great. It's all yours. It's all yours. You can have it. You heard it here first, people. Trademark first. Danielle Hare on sellouts. MGK is the new Nickelback. We're cemented. we're cemented. All right, cool. So you wrote something that was very interesting in your application as like a little like unique like fun fact about you and your MGK experience here. And that is that you waited 6 hours on concrete for the tickets to my Downfall tour. So what's the story? What happened there? Let's get into that.
Yeah, oh my God. First and foremost, it was the second show of the tickets tour that I saw. It was at the Big E in West Springfield, Massachusetts. And my dear, dear friend, Shannon Campo, I'm gonna give her a shout out here, is an absolute rider for this day. She is not an MGK girl, literally like couldn't care less at all about him. And I like bought a bunch of tickets, and I'll get into the emo girl Olympics and how all these tickets worked out later on. But I had bought tickets, and she was supposed to come with me to a show in Boston during the week. And then this was on a Friday at like a big like country fair type festival thing in Massachusetts. He like opened up the whole like fair. And my friend Shannon was supposed to come with me during the week, and I was supposed to go with another friend on Friday. But I like, it was GA for this one. And like, I was nervous that I wasn't going to be able to get close because it completely sold out. And so my friend Shannon was like, you know what? Like, I literally don't care about this man, but like, I know you want to stay like and get in the front. And your friend who's going with you is going to make you walk around the fair all day, and then you're going to be super far away. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. So she ended up sitting outside with me as soon as the fair opened for the day on concrete, waiting for them to let us in. And we did get dead front row, dead center. I have a lot of great pictures and videos because he usually like walks around the stage, but for this show, for some reason, like he stood on like our side almost the entire show. Which was, I don't know, it was the best day of my life. It genuinely was. And I give my friend all the credit in the world because she sat there and didn't complain once at all that she had to sit on the ground outside for 6 hours. And she honestly became a fan after the show. Like, that was when Kenny Hoopla and Jaden were opening, and she was like, wait, like all these people are awesome. Like, this was like worth it. So it was honestly like, it was the best day ever. And I tell Shannon all the time, I like owe her my life for that day.
I was going to say, it does sound like Shannon wins friend of the year in 2021.
Oh, friend of the lifetime, honestly, because I just think about it, and not a single other one of my friends would have been willing to do that for me. They would have been like, you're nuts. Like, no.
Yeah, that's so cool that you have somebody that's willing to go to like those lengths for you. So let's talk a little bit here about the show or other MGK concerts that you've been to. How many have you been to, and like what are the stories kind of around them?
Yeah, so I've been to 5 from the last 2 tours, and I actually am very impressed that I got 3 shows worth of tickets to the tickets tour. That was quite the tongue twister there, because that show, like that whole thing, sold out so incredibly fast that it like wasn't even funny. So I set up this little thing called Emo Girl Olympics is my trademark for this. So another one, where I get the super presale codes like from being in his like top on Spotify. So I will go through and I will assign an individual to each show that I would like to attend on Ticketmaster. I take a screenshot of the map and I highlight the appropriate sections where I'd be willing to sit for the show. and give everyone the pre-sale code. And then as soon as tickets are released, I have the assigned person buying the tickets for each show in the appropriate sections. I have another very good friend who, she was late to a job interview trying to get me tickets to Madison Square Garden for the Mainstream Sellout Tour. Like, genuinely was late for a job interview, checking out on Ticketmaster.
This is the most well-constructed thing I've ever seen. And reminds me very similar of my girlfriend 3 months ago trying to get Taylor Swift tickets.
I tried to set up Emo Girl Olympics for Taylor Swift because I wanted to pay back Shannon for sitting on the concrete, and she loves Taylor Swift. And I was like, all right, girl. I was like, we're running this Machine Gun Kelly style. I'm going to pick out like a bunch of spots. This is where we can go. And we didn't get tickets. And I have never felt worse in my life.
Oh, no.
Than not being like, and I mean, Taylor's, the whole thing broke Ticketmaster. And like, I just have never felt so bad because I was like, she wanted to go to this so bad. And it was the only way I could have repaid her for the front row Machine Gun Kelly. And I failed.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hopefully, I don't know if you've been paying attention, not to turn this into the Taylor Swift podcast, but apparently before like different like shows, Ticketmaster is dropping like little like buckets of like new tickets. So just kind of keep your eye out a little bit. Don't give up hope yet. I have seen it start going around already. But if you're listening to this, the Emo Girl Olympics, put that in your little notebook. Put it in the notes of your phone, because my speculation is we're going to be getting a new tour for the States either this winter or early next year with the rap album. So I was actually asked about that in my DMs yesterday. Like, do I think he's going to be performing in the States soon? And I'm on tour because for whatever reason, he's going back to Europe from like May through like August. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but hopefully we do get some new concerts and we can all meet up and have a great time. Because again, you went to 5 shows in the past 2 years. I went to 9. So hopefully there'll be some overlap in 2023.
Oh, dang. I'm going to have to one-up you. I'm going to have to really heavily set up Emo Girl Olympics. Got to expand the network.
If you want to set up Emo Girl Olympics and you want to include me in it, I'm not going to say no, Danielle. Let's do it.
All right. That's it. You are signed up. No, I do think, because I've been like, basically like, I always like blow my budget on my MGK tickets too, because I've noticed, and I know it's not him and that it's like the venues he's playing, but the presale tickets I had gotten for tickets to my Downfall tour, I paid $50 per ticket per show. And then for Mainstream Sellout, my Madison Square Garden tickets were over $200 a piece with his super presale. So I'm like ready to like blow the lid off my budget for this one. So fingers crossed, since I don't have a job right now, fun fact, that the tour doesn't get announced until next year, so I can really go all in.
I will hope for that for you as well, because we got to connect and we all got to vibe out together.
Yes.
So, Danielle, let's wrap it up with this, all right? We always close out the show with a nice little fun game, 5 rapid-fire MGK questions. This isn't like a gotcha game. This is just more so a this or that.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared, but go for it.
All right, ready? Let's do it. So we have pink guitar from Tickets to My Downfall or black guitar from Mainstream Sellout?
Pink, all day.
All right. I feel like I know where this one's going to go. Rap or pop punk?
Pop punk, for sure.
If you can only have one MGK song to listen to for the rest of your life, which one are you picking?
Title track.
As your favorite song?
Yeah.
Okay, what about your favorite album? You can only have one.
Oh, God, sorry. I got too excited. It's really a tie between Tickets and Hotel Diablo. That one's, like, too hard for me to pick.
You gotta pick one. You gotta pick one.
Tickets.
What's your favorite song of Hotel Diablo, then?
Floor 13.
All right, and then last question here. If you could see MGK perform anywhere in the world that's not Cleveland, because I'm tired of getting that answer, where would you want to see him perform at?
Honestly, I thought Madison Square Garden was like the Mecca, but I think like SoFi Stadium in LA.
That's a great one. I love that answer so much. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Danielle Hare. Danielle, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a like and subscribe down below, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on different podcast platforms. I greatly appreciate it. And be sure to use promo code sellouts at checkout at pinkfucks.com to receive 10% off of your purchase. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.